Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 22nd of July. You made it this far. Only a few more days left in this month. And I hope this finds you with joy in your heart, even though circumstances can be difficult. So today I'm reading from Psalm 113 in the ESV, the English Standard Version of the Bible. And this is what it says. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. To make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you again for the privilege of prayer. Thank you that we can come before you at any moment and share our worries and our distresses and our joys and our victories, because you weep alongside us and you rejoice alongside us as well, because you are the best friend we could ever have. And so, Lord, today we choose to praise you as servants of the Most High. Teach us what it means, even that word, to be a servant. What does it mean to be a servant, Lord? Teach us in our context. It may mean that we serve our children. If we have children at home, it may mean that we serve a spouse. It may be that we serve a really close friend who's walking through the valley of the shadow. It may be that we serve a loved one who's walking through a health crisis. Service can look a whole bunch of different ways, and I love the fact that it's not prescribed to us, but that we have the Holy Spirit within us to teach us where we can serve, how we can lay down our rights, how we can place someone else's needs above our own, how we can love others as you have loved us. And so, Lord, we need to be informed first. We need to experience your love in order to give it. And so today I pray for the person who's had a hard time really understanding and absorbing and grasping how high, how wide, how deep your love is for them. And Lord, I confess that this has been one of my lifelong struggles, is to know and really realize how loved I am. But in that position of love and in that posture of love and in that being a recipient of your love, even if it's just a taste, it helps me to be informed to love others and to serve them. Lord, we just choose to praise you, praise your name, which is your character. And your character is not only full of love, but holiness and greatness and power and compassion and kindness and all of the fruits of the Spirit, because that's you. You are full of love. You are full of joy, peace, patience. I'm so grateful for your patience, kindness, gentleness. You are gentle with us. And you obviously have self-control, and you are good. You are so, so good. And so we praise you, we bless your name, and we meditate on your name, especially the one El Roy that means the God who sees. I am so grateful you are El Roy. I also am grateful you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, and provides when we need it, and just usually in the nick of time, and usually not any sooner. So help us to have faith when we're waiting on you for financial or physical help. Lord, you are higher than the nations, and that's sometimes hard to grasp, because nations can be so large and seemingly in charge of everything, right? Except you are higher than that. Your sovereignty reigns over the sovereigns of the world. And your glory, the psalmist says, is above the heavens. And so as I look up into the day sky and as I look up into the night sky, and I feel incredibly small, I am grateful that you are higher than even what my naked eye can see above me. You are seated on high and you raise the poor from the dust. So I pray for my friend listening today who is just grasping and grappling with not having enough resources. Would you provide for them today? I pray you would rouse someone, another person in the body of Christ, to put a bag of groceries on their front porch. Or maybe that's me. Maybe I need to put a bag of groceries on someone else's front porch. So help us to be receptive to the leading of your Holy Spirit as we love other people. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you give the barren woman a home. I pray that for the person listening that relates to that, I pray you would do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by a new sponsor. Her name is Jillian Woods, and she has this brand new podcast. I'm really excited about it. It's called Be Bold, Live Free. And you can find it at wherever podcasts are, but you can also find it directly at Jillian. It's J-I-L-L-I-A-N-N. There's two N's at the end of Jillian. Woods.com/podcast. And she has a toxic relationship reset guide at JillianWoods.com. And again, she has two N's at the end of her name. And there's an online course to Be Bold and Live Free 101. And that's also at her website. So she has created this this wonderful podcast, Be Bold, Live Free. And it's for those of you who are walking through currently, or you have walked beyond a toxic relationship. And she writes this, Jillian, listen in as Jillian interviews some women who have survived verbally, emotionally, and psychologically abusive relationships and are now enjoying fulfilling lives. Learn as guest experts share insights and practical help for survival, healing, and restoration based on godly wisdom. And it's kind of an interesting format. So 1 week she will interview someone who's walked through one of these difficulties in their marriage or in a relationship. And then the following week she unpacks it and gives you the words to understand what you have walked through. She has a heart to, as someone who's walked through this, she has a heart to help others and to help particularly women in domestic violence or domestic abuse situations. So maybe this doesn't fit you, but you might know someone who it could encourage. And so definitely look up the Be Bold, Live Free podcast with Jillian Woods. And again, her her website is JillianWoods.com. Thanks so much, Jillian, for sponsoring the podcast. And I pray all of you will have an amazing set-free day.